What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system, to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with live shows on the first and third mornings, when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Mylène Riobé, and thank you for joining me on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, where we'll be going on an eye-opening, mind-expanding adventure into wellness and disease prevention. We'll be debunking myths, learning about cutting-edge research, corroborating ancient medical systems, and exploring the mind-body-spirit approaches that keep you and your family vibrant, healthy, and happy. I'd like to thank Deborah Beauvais of Dream Vision 7 Radio and Francesca Luca of the Talk with Francesca show in Boston, Massachusetts, for this wonderful opportunity to share my ideas with you on Tuesdays here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'd also like to stress that what I'll be discussing on our show doesn't constitute medical advice, because I'm not specifically evaluating and treating any particular person or condition on the show. My patients who come to see me at the Riobé Institute are fully and properly evaluated before I formulate a treatment plan to share with them. So I also advise you to seek the care of a board-certified integrative medical doctor to see which of the ideas I'll be sharing throughout the show may benefit you. I'm blessed and honored to be here with you today and every Tuesday to give you some great tips and practical guidance to keep you and your loved ones healthy and ready for the challenges of being human in the 21st century on planet Earth. I'm the medical director of the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. I've been a practicing physician for 17 years, and I have the privilege of being double board certified in the newly recognized field of integrative medicine and OBGYN. I grew rapidly frustrated with our conventional medical model soon after completing my residency in OBGYN when I realized that I wasn't at all equipped, despite 13 years of advanced training in medicine. I quickly realized that conventional medicine was only equipped to deal with acute life-threatening conditions and had limited ability to prevent or treat chronic conditions, which constitute the vast majority of today's health issues. In other words, the medicine I'd studied for 13 years was only beneficial to prevent death from diseases, but didn't prevent the diseases themselves. So I had to embark on a journey to find solutions. What I learned is that I would not be able to change the medical system I trained to do for 13 years, but instead had to look to other systems that were better equipped for what my patients needed. My patients came to me with fatigue and weight gain, issues with sex drive, depression, sleep disturbances, and in all the 13 years of my training, I wasn't trained to deal with these issues, which were the most important to them. As a former high school and college basketball player, I knew that defense won games, and I knew that our conventional model was in danger because it had no defense and didn't have a treatment for what ailed people the most. This led me to the study of traditional Chinese medicine, an energy-based holistic system that's been around for 4,000 years. As a medical doctor, I've got a lot of freedom to incorporate different strategies into my practice. I could have taken a quick course for a few months before incorporating traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, but I was lucky to quickly realize that traditional Chinese medicine was much more sophisticated and profound, and it wouldn't be quickly mastered. So I ended up studying it for about 5 years and did a two-year voluntary internship with my mentors, Drs. Liping Chong and Fu Di, down in South Florida. With their blessing, I launched on a journey that I'll never regret. Bringing TCM into my practice was a life-altering experience that changed my life and that of my patients. I'd always had an unexplained fascination with Eastern philosophy since I was young, growing up in a Caribbean family in New York City. My grandmothers were always making herbal concoctions for colds and tummy aches, which seemed to work well when I didn't feel good. I didn't understand back then what they were doing, but as I studied traditional Chinese medicine, I realized that they were using ancient traditions that were thousands of years old. I grew up around medicine. My grandparents both worked in hospitals. My mom is a nurse and my dad's a dentist. All of their friends seemed to be in medicine too. So it was an easy decision for me to go into medicine. It was a difficult decision, however, to leave behind all that I had studied for 13 years to turn to a system that was not practiced in this country. But it's opened my mind to another realm that brought me full circle right back to my childhood fascination with Eastern philosophies. TCM endeavors to find the root causes of symptoms and conditions to treat them by balancing the noted imbalances of energy in the body using natural methods such as herbal therapies and acupuncture. It's based on the premise that every small part of the body reflects the whole. For doubters, we can look to the human genome, which was elucidated in 2005. We mapped out all the genes in the human body, and we determined that every cell in our bodies contain the genetic code for the entire body in them. In other words, a cell in your eye behaves like an eye cell and is responsible for your vision, but it contains the genes on its DNA of all the other cells in your entire body. And yet, your eye cells don't suddenly start behaving like liver cells or heart cells. They know their eye cells. They're self-aware, and they know their role as part of the whole. This is what TCM is based on. Quantum physicists are showing us today that the universe is a hologram. In other words, every small part of the universe reflects the entire universe. So it all comes together very nicely. TCM also clearly understands that we are part of and inseparable from our environment. As above, so below. Our conventional medical model is unfortunately too deductive to encompass these principles and miss the boat for this reason. We know we're part of the environment and inseparable simply based on the fact that we can't go into outer space, for example, without mimicking the Earth's environment or we'll perish. We don't have our big, heavy spacesuits on and travel in ships that mimic the Earth's atmosphere, we're dead. Many studies are showing the value of TCM today, and my experience with TCM has shown me beyond a shadow of a doubt that it works, not only to treat chronic conditions, but to prevent them and promote wellness. Our conventional model simply doesn't do this. Our conventional model tends to mask symptoms rather than treat their causes, which is why it's no longer useful for many of today's chronic health concerns. I also studied functional medicine, which is a more modern holistic system. It's a little bit more deductive than TCM and a little bit closer to our conventional model for this reason. Functional medicine uses a lot of technology and cutting-edge metabolic testing to find the root causes of symptoms and conditions to naturally treat them. TCM finds these root causes through a simple examination. So TCM and functional medicine are very complementary, and they work really nicely together. I incorporate TCM, functional medicine, and conventional medicine at the Rio Bay Institute, which allows me to take the best of these systems while discarding the parts of them that don't serve the purpose to promote wellness and prevention. Throughout our show, I'll be sharing statistics and opinions with you that on the surface may appear scary, but please keep in mind that I'm sharing them with you not to instill fear, but rather to empower you. I believe that knowledge is power. And lack of knowledge is what fosters fear. Once we can be aware of what is, or a statistic, for example, we can then choose. Choice is critical to wellness of the mind, body, and spirit. Every day, every hour, every moment is a choice. And how and what we choose to think determines our health. Thoughts are things, and we become what we think. Avoiding awareness fosters fear, which fosters negative thinking, which leads to disease. Being aware allows for empowered choice. One thought doesn't do much. It's the cumulative direction of thought that makes or sustains change. So if our thoughts are based in avoidance or fear, they lead to disease or dis-ease or lack of ease. Wellness, on the other hand, comes from a knowing and empowerment that we choose the chemical reactions in our bodies and minds. Quantum physics is proving this with multiple studies, and ancient philosophies have known this for millennia. So if you hear a statistic that seems frightening or unnerving, I invite you to take note and consider what that fear or emotion might be asking you to look into. play with it a little bit and see what comes up. Be curious, ask questions. Feel free to call in during our show at area code 833-220-1200. I welcome your questions. Fear can be our greatest teacher if we keep our minds open. As a mom of two amazing children, the New England Journal of Medicine study released in 2005 was more than sobering. Based on the rates of disease in our kids, this generation of children is the first in 200 years that is not expected to outlive its parents. Think about that for a minute. Can you imagine your children not outliving you? That's something that really hits to the heart of every parent, I'm sure. And even if you're not a parent, I know you've got little ones that look up to you, whether you're an aunt or an uncle or even just a friend. You know, imagine them not being able to live the lifespan that you enjoy. Well, for the first time, this is actually happening. This is unheard of in our country. We've consistently increased our life expectancy over time. We haven't done it as well as other developed countries like Japan and Italy, but we have increased our life expectancy. According to the CDC, last year's flu season was the deadliest season for children on record. All this alleged technology and information, and we keep failing our most precious natural resources, our children. How can this be happening? For one, we're beginning to understand that we are not the most technologically advanced civilization to grace planet Earth, and certain ancient philosophies had it right all along. And secondly, if we take a critical look at how we're currently managing prevention of infections, we'll see that our strategy has more than a few holes in it. Flu seasons keep getting a little longer and a little more severe over time. Last year's flu season extended into May, for example. The Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, compared all flu seasons from 2003 through last year. It categorized last year's flu season as the first to be classified as high severity across all age groups since 2003. It stands to reason that had they looked further back than 2003, last year's flu season might have seemed even more dire. Through the use of vaccinations, we try to predict which strain may be prevalent for each flu season. And unfortunately, we usually guess wrong because we're not capable of these types of predictions, and viruses can quickly mutate and change. For example, the most prevalent strain last year was H3N2, or influenza A. And the vaccine was only 25% effective for this strain. Influenza B became more prevalent later in the flu season, and the vaccine was 49% effective for this strain. The conclusion was that the flu vaccine was 40% effective overall last year. Better than nothing, but not good enough. A Canadian study in 2015 was also pretty alarming, and suggested that obtaining the flu vaccine might actually make you more susceptible to the flu. In other words, getting the flu vaccine during the 2013 season made the vaccine for the 2014 season much less effective. What this study showed is the 2014 season vaccine was 43% effective, but if you had gotten the vaccine the year before and in 2014, that 43% plummeted to 15%. In other words, the flu vaccine worsens your immune system over time, which is no surprise to holistic medical doctors and practitioners. We know that artificially manipulating a system of the body can potentially weaken it rather than strengthen it. You might see a short-term gain, but have a long-term disaster. We see this all over the place in medicine. Narcotic pain medications, short-term gain, long-term disaster, as we're now experiencing with the opioid crisis. Antibiotics, short-term gain, long-term disaster, as we're noting with widespread antibiotic resistance. When we remain short-sighted, which is unfortunately how we think in conventional medicine, we run into problems we can't fix through a deductive conventional system. So how can we flu-proof ourselves and our families this year? The Canadian study showing the flu vaccines may actually weaken immunity against flu is a call to action. The 2017-2018 flu season is also a call to action. And the more we look, we can see a tsunami of calls to action coming our way if we don't act soon. We must change our paradigm and use systems of medicine better equipped for prevention and wellness than our own. This is where TCM and functional medicine, also known as integrative medicine, come in. In 2014, the field of integrative medicine was recognized as a formal medical specialty by the American Association of Physician Specialists. The studies on integrative medical modalities are convincing and suggest strongly that integrative medicine is well equipped for today's medical problems. While the flu vaccine should remain a cornerstone of defense for those at high risk, such as pregnant women, those with immunocompromised states like HIV, and chronic pulmonary diseases, we need to rethink our strategy for everybody else. Chronic infections are becoming more and more common because our immune systems are getting weaker and weaker, not because the bugs are getting stronger and stronger. The solution to the flu season woes is to globally, naturally, and holistically improve the immune system so that no matter what challenges it faces, it's better equipped. Trying to manipulate the immune system or isolate which bugs we wish to attack is futile. Bugs are forever mutating and changing. We can't win that battle. The battle we can win is in choosing how to boost our immunity naturally and keeping it on high alert as it should be. The challenges to our immune system come from several common sources, the most significant of which is stress. Stress suppresses the immune system. It makes it weak. We know this based on sound scientific evidence known for centuries. It's nothing new, but we choose to ignore it in medicine largely because we're not sure how to help our patients manage it. In fact, medical doctors are under the most stress of any profession. We consistently have the highest drug addiction and suicide rates of any profession. So it's pretty clear we've not mastered stress management. So it's nearly impossible to expect us to help our patients master what we haven't mastered ourselves. At the Ryobe Institute, stress management and building resilience to stress is number one on our treatment plan agenda. I drastically changed the way I practice medicine and live my life solely for the purpose of helping myself, my patients, and my kids manage this minefield we call stress. Stress kills the will if we let it. Again, every moment is a choice. My medical training was extremely stressful, and at first I allowed this to spill into my private life and my medical practice. And I quickly realized this was a prescription for disaster. So I made a choice, and I inspire and encourage all my patients to do the same. My colleagues, my friends, and some of my family members thought I was nuts to walk away from all that hard work into the unknown. But it wasn't really unknown. It's a seed that's within all of us that we choose to embody at some point during some lifetime. We all know that seed and choose to follow its path eventually in our own unique way. That seed came in the form of my daughter, Alex. Once she came into my life 14 years ago, I knew that I had to make some major changes in myself and my life so that I could provide her and my son, Justin, who came into our lives 4 years later, with guidance that would lead to peace, resilience, love, and the confidence to be human in the 21st century. The Institute of Heart Math in California has done some pretty groundbreaking research that reinforces what ancient traditions have told us for thousands of years. A heart-centered focus heals us. In 1991, a medical doctor from Montreal, Canada, discovered 40,000 cells in the human heart that were more like brain cells than heart cells. He called this the little brain. In TCM, there's a premise that the mind is housed in the heart. This discovery mirrored this TCM premise. Since then, they've gone on to show that synchronizing the heart brain with the brain in your head instantaneously harmonizes the nervous system, which then triggers an amazing cascade of chemical reactions that lead to improved health, resilience against stress, and much more. They've showed an increase in IgA, which is an immunoglobulin that defends the mucous membranes from invaders like flu bugs. What's more incredible is that a 3-minute practice synchronizes your heart brain with your head brain, and the effects can last up to 6 hours. 3 minutes for 6 hours of gain. Anybody can do that. So number one on any flu prevention strategy is to incorporate this 3-minute exercise into your day 3 times daily. If you do this 3 times a day, you have about 18 hours of your day covered. It's so simple, you can do it while standing in line at the grocery store. So rather than reading the tabloids, which create more stress, go ahead and do this heart map exercise that I'll review with you a little bit later in the show. Remember, preventing flu during the flu season starts several months before you'll need it. So don't procrastinate. Make a choice to be ready. We'll review about 10 tips on flu-proofing yourself and your family this year when we come back. We're getting ready for our first commercial break. So again, feel free to call in with your questions, area code 833-220-1200. You can learn more about us at www.riobeintegrativemedicine.com. Riobe is spelled R-I-O, B as in boy, E as in Edward. Feel free to join our newsletter and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram right from our site.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobe, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobeintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic action in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda.
Choice is the greatest power we have, says best-selling author and thought leader Carolyn Mace. Join Carolyn Mace at Omega Institute and explore how your choices create consequences in all areas of your life. Take time to reflect on how you make decisions and discover how they can manifest in your journey of personal empowerment. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for the workshop Power Choices with Carolyn Mace at Omega, September 28th to 30th. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobe, MD. I'm your host, Dr. Mylène, and today we're exploring how to flu-proof you and your family this flu season. On the tail end of one of the worst flu seasons on record, many are scrambling to find solutions to protect their families. We're learning that vaccination against the flu may weaken your immune system and leave you more vulnerable to flu. So what can we do? In our last segment, we discussed heart-centered breathing techniques as recommended by the Institute of Heart Math. I'll review a simple breathing technique you can use to start building resilience to stress towards the end of our show today. Remember, preventing flu during flu season starts several months before you need it. So it's not flu season yet, but if you want to successfully prevent the flu and protect your family, now is the time to begin. So I hope you'll incorporate some of the tips I'm about to share with you. There are a number of immune boosting strategies you can employ to protect yourself and your family. Again, number one, I can't stress it enough, are proper breathing techniques. And the HeartMath Institute has done some groundbreaking research on this. So spend 3 minutes a day, three times a day, doing these short breathing techniques that I'll go over with you in a little bit. What this does is it opens up your chest without needing to breathe from your chest. You're going to be breathing from your belly. What it does is it opens up blood vessels, gets more blood and oxygen into your system, boosts your immunity, and it relaxes you. So stay tuned. We're going to go through some really amazing techniques. Number two, if you smoke, quit. Or at least drastically reduce the number of cigarettes smoked daily. If you do smoke, please smoke outside in a really well-ventilated area so family members, friends, and neighbors are not exposed to secondhand smoke. Quitting smoking is very, very difficult for some. You know, some can quit a lot easier than others. So if you need help, you know, there are some really great organizations and support groups to quit smoking. That's probably one of the biggest things you can do for yourself is to quit smoking if you do smoke. Number three, wash your hands often with plain soap and water. Avoid the use of hand sanitizers. These are being increasingly shown to cause more harm than good over time due to the toxic ingredients contained in them, and also the harm that they may do to the naturally occurring bacteria that serve to defend us. Hand sanitizers are frequently used, and I'm hoping that their use will decline drastically and possibly disappear. They are really doing a lot more harm than good, according to studies that are coming out now. So plain soap and water is your best friend. Number four, engaged in a balanced exercise routine. And I stress the word balanced here. One that's too draining also drains the immune system. So one quick way to know if you're over-exercising is if you feel more tired after exercising or if you feel tired the next day. That's your biggest clue to slow down, okay? At least slow down about 50%. And then you should be able to strike a balance where you feel good after your exercise, but it doesn't feel like it wore you out. Because if it is wearing you out, it's also wearing out your immunity, making you more susceptible to cold. We often slow down our patients at the Rio Bay Institute. A lot of our patients over-exercise. You know, they do boot camps and they run. And if your immune system and your metabolism isn't strong enough to support that activity, you're actually making yourself more prone to getting sick. Number five, eat a healthy, balanced diet, avoiding processed foods and simple sugars. Assure that your diet has enough clean protein sources, as all your immune system parts are made of protein. Also, assure lots of good leafy veggies for vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Root vegetables are also good to provide the needed energy to power your immune system. Number six, probiotics. Probiotics from a trusted source are a key factor in cold and flu prevention. Probiotics are the naturally occurring bacteria that normally live in the gastrointestinal system and on our mucosal membranes. Part of their job is to protect us from infections, invaders like viruses, bacteria, yeast, and parasites. There are many different brands of probiotics, so again, I recommend that you get a trusted brand and consult with a board-certified integrative medical doctor to see which strength and which brand might suit you best. Number seven, vitamin supplementation from a trusted source, which contains zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C. So you want a broad-spectrum multivitamin and mineral, but you want to make sure it's got plenty of zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C. If you're using vitamin C, use the ester forms or mineral ascorbate forms for better absorption through the gastrointestinal system. It's hard to absorb vitamin C, which is why the intravenous or IV version is better. For vitamin D, taking 50,000 units a day for 3 days followed by 10,000 units a day, has been shown to have some benefit for flu. Watch your levels so that they don't exceed the accepted normal ranges, although this is actually pretty rare in practice. We almost never see vitamin D levels that are too high. Number 8, other nutrients that have been shown to have some value in boosting immunity are Andrographis aurea, astragalus, which has been shown in studies to boost immunoglobulins and T-cell activity, which are both components of the immune system, garlic, ginseng, ginger tea. So one quick way to make some ginger tea is you get the ginger root and you peel it. You steep it in some boiled water for 5 minutes, and then you can add some honey and lemon to that. Number 9, a little bit less evidence for these three, but nonetheless, they can be added. Golden seal, peppermint, grapefruit seed extract. Again, if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, make sure you consult with an integrative physician to see if some of these may be contraindicated during pregnancy. And number 10, hydrosol homeopathic silver has also been shown to have antiviral and immune-boosting potentials. Use a trusted brand and know that making your own silver is extremely dangerous. So there are some reports out there of people turning blue from making their own silver or using bad brands. So make sure, again, that you consult with your physician so that you know what brands are safe to use. TCM has several cornerstone Chinese herbal formulas known to boost immunity, the most famous of which is called Jade Screen or Yuping Feng San. Any immune boosting strategy should be undertaken several months before the flu season to be most effective. The immune system takes time to repair, so be patient with it and stay consistent and aware. If you feel like you're coming down with something, it's imperative to act quickly. This way, you assure that it doesn't progress. Seeking the care of a board-certified integrative medical doctor can help you successfully prevent and treat upper respiratory infections like the flu, and also, just as importantly, protect your immune system over time. Protecting the immune system is critically important. Many of the conventional strategies that we use actually erode the immune system over time rather than strengthen it, and this is why I believe flu seasons are getting worse and worse over time. TCM has wonderful strategies to thwart early onset upper respiratory infections, but to be effective, you have to start at the very earliest signs. This formula is called Yin Chao for short. It's good for any upper respiratory infection in its early stages. If you allow the infection to progress, you can no longer use this formula, and you'd have to use other formulas after proper evaluation. If you don't know what layer of defense is being attacked in TCM, you can't pick the right formula. According to TCM, there are 6 energetic layers of defense in the body, and symptoms will vary depending on which layer is being penetrated by the virus or pathogen. For example, when a virus is trying to penetrate the outermost layer or the mucous membranes, you feel chills, you feel cold, you have muscle aches, you may have a low-grade fever or no fever at all. You may or may not have a sore throat. The presence of a sore throat is what we call a heat sign, which distinguishes a heat cold from a cold cold. And so all the symptoms are really important for diagnosis, and then we look at the tongue and feel the pulses. So if your tongue is pale and you have a white coating on your tongue and your pulse is what we call tight, then we know that the pathogen is on the outermost layer of defense, and there's a specific formula that we would use for that. The tip of your tongue is red, or your tongue is red, we know that we're dealing with a heat pathogen, and that would require a different formula. So treating early is extremely important. If the virus begins to penetrate through those layers, your symptoms will begin to change. So as the virus starts to penetrate to the interior, the chills may give way to high fevers and thirst, for example. There's a middle layer of defense that causes some really unique symptoms, and it's basically alternating hot and cold. So I have a lot of patients who come in and they say, one minute I'm hot, then I'm cold. And that's a telltale sign that the pathogen is in the middle layer, which is half on the inside of the body and half on the outside of the body. So remember, these are energetic layers. And so what happens when the pathogen is on the outside layer, people feel very cold. And when the pathogen sinks to the inside, all of a sudden they feel very hot. And so this is a telltale sign, and there's a very specific, very effective formula for this. So again, I can't stress enough, diagnosis is critical for proper treatment of colds and flus in TCM. So I would highly suggest, if you have access to a doctor of oriental medicine, to establish yourself in the event that you need help treating a cold or flu in its early stages. TCM has a profound understanding of immunity that we don't yet comprehend in conventional medicine, and it provides a lot of guidance we can use. For example, the idea that we hold in conventional medicine of allowing a cold to run its course is ill-advised according to TCM, because allowing a virus to run its course basically means you're allowing it to penetrate the body and assimilate into your genes, which is bad news. TCM endeavors not only to kill the virus, but eliminate it from the body and boost immunity. One of my patients, for example, I'll call Jane, came to see me because she was always sick, catching whatever bug was around. She was missing work and feeling pretty lousy. She had alternating fevers and chills with no known cause for quite some time. Her blood work was always normal with no signs of infection. She had occasional sore throats as well, even when she didn't think she had a cold. She was prescribed multiple rounds of antibiotics and steroids before coming to see me. My assessment of Jane revealed that she had what's called Xiaoyang syndrome, which is that middle layer of defense that we talked about. She also had a little bit of heat on the inside of her body, so we prescribed a custom herbal formula for her consisting of a principal formula called Xiao Chaiyutong with modifications that suited her personal needs. She drank this formula for a few weeks. Then we prepared her immune system by changing her diet and lifestyle regimen. Jane didn't sleep well, so we had to correct this so she could get a good night's sleep and allow her immune system to restore itself nightly. During the flu season, Jane took Hydrosol Silver 3 times a day to boost her immunity. Thankfully, she sailed through the flu season and felt much better. Even more impressive was that she didn't catch a cold when her students returned from the summer like she'd always had before. What allowed me to help Jane the most was that I was able to identify that she still had a chronic infection or pathogen that was wearing down her immune system. And this was based on the symptoms of alternating hot and cold. Antibiotics didn't help, and neither did steroids, because they don't kill viruses. So this strategy was just making her weaker and allowing the virus to sink deeper into her body. We're getting ready to take another commercial break. So again, I encourage you to give us a call at area code 833-220-1200. Feel free to visit us at RyobeIntegrativeMedicine.com. That's Ryobe, R-I-O-B-E, IntegrativeMedicine.com. And we'll be right back after these messages.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RyobeIntegrativeMedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. people all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts and topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized, so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Our bodies retain the energy of our life experiences, which often causes stagnation and blocks. When we reconnect to divine energy, our mind and body are filled with pure love and light. Join Rob Worgen at Omega and experience divine light transmissions to clear old patterns, experiences, and beliefs. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the workshop Reconnect to Divine Energy with Rob Worgen, September 28th to 30th. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. I'm your host, Dr. Milen, and today we're exploring how to flu-proof you and your family this flu season. We have a caller on hold waiting to ask a question. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, hi. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. I'm calling, Dr. Ryobe. I'm calling because I'm fascinated by what you're saying. I've never heard of integrative medicine before, but from what you're saying, the prevention probability is so high that how long has the American Medical Association known about this? Why is this new to me?
Well, it's new. It's not new, first of all. It's new to us here in America because it's a little bit counter to the way we think. We're not a culture of prevention. We're more a little bit more reactive than proactive, unfortunately, and so is our medical system for that particular reason. Integrative medicine was formally recognized finally in 2014 due to the overwhelming body of evidence in the medical literature to support its use. It's been practiced for thousands of years throughout the world. It's been practiced in Europe. And so finally, you know, the demand is increasing here in the United States as we've run into more and more difficulty in treating chronic conditions. It seems that every time we come up with something new, we learn a few years later that it's backfiring. And so we're learning the hard way that we really must prevent things. Even when we call things prevention, unfortunately, it's not really prevention. You know, we call things like mammograms and colonoscopies prevention in our conventional medical culture, but those are not really preventing anything. They're diagnosing early, but they're not preventing. And so we need to bring a new system to work alongside our conventional system so that we have the ability to more successfully prevent and treat chronic conditions and also keep conventional medicine around for what it's excellent at, which is life-saving modalities when acute life-threatening situations are occurring. I hope that helps answer your question.
It answers it explicitly, and I just thank you for informing me. I've never heard of traditional Chinese medicine, and I'm very concerned. I'm bothered by the fact that this information apparently has been around a long time, and from what you're saying, you're talking about prevention rather than waiting for something to happen and then you cure it. Well, I'd like to know more about that, but I'm disturbed at the fact that the American Medical Association or someone knew about this, And we're just now beginning to get some information. I guess I've never heard any of this before. But anyway, I appreciate your conversation. I'll be listening in the future, Dr. Ryobe. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. All right. So we're coming off the tail end of one of the worst flu seasons on record, and many are scrambling to find solutions to protect their families. So we're learning that vaccinations against flu may actually weaken our immune systems and leave us more vulnerable. So we're looking for what we can do. So we shared 10 tips earlier, and I gave you an example of one of my patients that I called Jane just to protect her identity. So we talked about what happens when we allow a cold to run its course and why that's not a good idea. The opposite of allowing a cold to run its course is to intervene and treat it. So in conventional medicine, this usually comes in the form of antibiotics, and more recently, as antibiotics have become less and less effective, artificial steroids, which makes me cringe. Antibiotics don't kill viruses, so it's not useful to use them in colds or flu. Antibiotics are being increasingly associated with weakened immunity, inflammation, and cancer. The reason for this is that antibiotics are destructive to the delicate balance of naturally occurring bacteria in the gastrointestinal system and mucosal surfaces of the body. So these bacteria that are naturally occurring inside of us stabilize our immune system among the many other jobs that they hold. So disturbing them kills our immunity, and it's very difficult to recover this balance once it's lost. Artificial steroids are also extremely destructive, leading to weight gain, weak immunity, and diabetes with long-term use. So artificial steroids also destroy the adrenal system, which is our primary defense against stress in the body. So while antibiotics and steroids appear to help by reducing the acute inflammation, the long-term consequences are dangerous, especially when there are more effective and safer options available. Herbal therapies are gaining popularity as studies are showing that they're just as or more effective than our conventional methods. So, for example, there was a Mount Sinai study done in collaboration with the University of Beijing over a decade ago. It showed that a Chinese herbal formula used in asthma was just as effective as prednisone, which is a heavy-duty artificial steroid, and the herbal formula had no side effects. Artificial steroids, as we just mentioned, cause weak immunity, loss of blood sugar control, weight gain, and more. Another study done by Johns Hopkins in 2014 showed that herbs were superior to an antibiotic for the treatment of small bowel infections. The evidence is coming to show what common sense tells us. Natural, effective alternatives that help the body naturally heal itself are superior to those that prevent the body's innate abilities for self-healing. Again, if there are acute life-threatening conditions, conventional medical methods are life-saving. But under other circumstances, conventional methods such as antibiotics and artificial steroids can do more harm than good and should be used judiciously. So let's review a breathing technique you can start using today to boost your immune system and help you build resilience against stress this flu season. Sit comfortably in a chair or stand if you have to with good posture. So be relaxed but have good posture. So make sure you're sitting up straight and comfortably in a chair or standing straight and comfortably. So start by bringing your awareness to your heart by touching it lightly with your fingers or placing your hands over your heart. What this does is automatically draw your awareness to the heart, which is a critical piece of heart-centered focus. Next, comfortably breathe in for 5 seconds, then out for 5 seconds. When you breathe in, allow your belly to pooch out a little bit so it draws air in through the nostrils this way. When you breathe out, gently contract your belly, which will then drive the air out. Don't use your chest to breathe, as this is a fight or flight response. Breathing with your belly is relaxing, and taking 5 seconds to inhale and 5 seconds to exhale tells your body to go into a relaxed state. Just breathe through your nostrils. It should be comfortable and unforced. If your nostrils are blocked for any reason, then breathe through your lips gently. Envision your breath coming in through your heart, but keep using your belly to breathe. And 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out. It may take some practice to get this down, so be patient. You want to make sure you get your full 5 seconds in on each breath. I have many patients who've never breathed with their bellies before and have always used chest breathing. I was one of those people myself. Getting through medical school and residency, I did a lot of chest breathing, so I had to learn. It took some time. But practice will make this easy in a relatively short period of time. Once you're breathing in a relaxed state, begin to think thoughts that bring heart-centered emotions like joy, gratitude, and happiness. Think of all the experiences, like seeing a spectacular sunset, seeing the sparkle in your children's eyes, walking on the beach, being in the mountains, whatever elicits the feelings of great joy, gratitude, and happiness that you can feel in your heart. So you should really feel this in your heart area. And then the key is to sustain these thoughts for about 3 minutes, and then you're done. Okay, so this is a nice, simple exercise that you can do. I recommend you do it 3 times a day, because remember, 3 minutes of doing this lasts for about 6 hours, and there have been some really groundbreaking studies, medical studies done on multiple breathing techniques have shown that it reduces the chronic stress hormone cortisol by 23%, and it increases what's called the anti-aging hormone, DHEA, by 100%. It reduces blood pressure, it reduces the pulse, it reduces depression and anxiety as well. So this is a really easy and amazing exercise to just bring into your daily routine. And again, remember, there's no better time to start than now. Procrastination is not recommended for flu season. I recommend that this becomes part of your daily routine each and every day. So again, with your questions, we welcome them. Area code 833-220-1220. I had a couple questions that some friends asked me to go over today because they were a little too shy to call in. One of them was, what is my opinion about the universal flu shot? I think because we're finding out that the flu shot is not the panacea that we had hoped it was, I think a universal flu shot would probably be potentially more harmful because it would likely be even stronger and weaken the immune system further. That's what logic would dictate, in my opinion. So I'm not a big fan of attempting the universal flu shot. I think what's important is universal, holistic, immune-boosting strategies that employ solid, good nutrition and lifestyle recommendations, and also employ herbal and supplemental treatments that are effective, safe, and boost immunity globally, safely, naturally, and effectively. So I hope that answered that question. I had another question, why aren't more doctors talking about this more if the flu shot is being shown to cause more harm than good? Our medical system is simply not designed for preventive strategies, and so it's difficult to get people to think in a preventive stance when they're not used to. I was reminded of the fable, The Scorpion and the Frog. The scorpion wants to cross the river, but it can't swim, and so it sees a frog, and it asks the frog for a piggyback ride, and the frog is like, are you crazy? I'm not letting you ride on my back. You're going to sting me. And the scorpion says, I wouldn't sting you because then we would both die. And so the frog says, okay, that sounds good. I'll take you on my back. And halfway across the pond, the scorpion stings the frog. And the frog is starting to get paralyzed. And he asks, well, why did you do that? Now we're both going to die. And the scorpion simply says, it's my nature. And it is the nature of our conventional system to diagnose and treat diseases. It is not the nature of our conventional system to prevent diseases. And so we are simply not trained to do so because our paradigm is not that. And so that's why I believe strongly that the field of integrative medicine is the answer. As more and more people become aware of it and use it successfully, and we can do more and more studies, I believe that we will then strike some balance in the United States where we will have proper prevention. And many studies are coming out to tell us that just simply doing minor preventive strategies can bring trillions of dollars back into the economy as we have, better worker productivity, less expense on disease. We simply cannot outspend disease. That's something that we will not be able to do even though we're the richest country in the world, we will not be able to outspend disease. So we have to bring in a preventive stance at some point, and there's no better time than now. So again, I welcome your questions. If anyone else wants to ask a question, we're at area code 833-220-1200. All right, I can go through one more question, I believe. I believe someone had asked, how can we find a board-certified integrative medical doctor or doctor of oriental medicine near us? So if you don't live near me, you can certainly go to nccaom.org, which is the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine, and you can look at who is certified for that practice. You can also go to the American Board of Integrative Medicine, located in Tampa, Florida. You can give them a call, and they can give you a list of board-certified integrative medical doctors near you. You can also go to a4m.org. That's letter A, the number 4, the letter M.org, which is the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And they can also share physicians near you who are qualified in the practice of integrative medicine. So I hope you've enjoyed our show today. We're winding down. So again, please feel free to visit us at ryobaintegrativemedicine.com, where you can join our newsletter, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, so you can stay on a path to wellness. Thank you for joining me today on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for an eye-opening, mind-expanding adventure into wellness and disease prevention. We'll keep debunking myths, learning about cutting-edge research, corroborating our ancient medical systems, and exploring the mind-body-spirit approaches that keep you and your family vibrant, healthy, and happy. Until next time, many blessings.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday mornings of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness8 and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.